Every moment of my life is precious. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every moment of my life is precious. Whether it's talking to a friend, talking to my family, talking to the neighbors, or talking to someone in the hospital. Every moment of my life is precious. When I'm talking to my family, I'm sharing with my family how much I love them. I'm sharing with my family what a delight I have in their presence, how much it means to me to have them in my world. When I'm sharing with my family, all the things I do are fantastic, utterly fantastic. When I'm sharing with my family, I feel like I'm 10 feet tall all the time. Really, I do. Because my family just accepts me 100% just the way I am. My family has no desire to improve me, to make me better, to make me something more wonderful or more fantastic. They just look at me and they take me for what I am. And they love me for what I am. And they understand me. They don't try to change me. They just understand me. Now, that's really pretty wonderful. It's really pretty wonderful. Every moment of my life is precious. So, when I recognize that my family accept me just the way I am, then I attempt to do everything I can do to make me just a little bit better. A little more wonderful, a little more fantastic, just to make me a little more special. And the art of making me a little more special is something quite wonderful in itself. The art of making me a little more special is something that says to me, I am worthwhile being made into something very special. So, if I'm in my family and an argument comes up of some discussion or other, and none of them are terribly important because they pass. So I look at each argument and I say, what can I contribute to that argument that'll make it a happy, joyful, wonderful discussion rather than an argument? What can I contribute? What balance, what understanding, what harmony can I bring to the discussion to make it something more interesting and more wonderful? Now, I do this consciously. I don't just hope that it's going to happen. I do it consciously. I see the family having a discussion, and I'm part of it. And immediately when I recognize we're having a discussion or we're doing something that might come out as something more positive and more dynamic, I immediately recognize that every moment of my life is precious, and every moment of the life of everyone else in my world is equally precious. And because all of our lives are so precious, it deserves to have each moment of them spent in the most harmonious, beautiful way. So, if I hear someone in my family say, oh, that can't be done that way. You don't know. You don't understand. You don't. Then the inner me says, I don't need to let them know how smart I am, how wonderful I am, how terrific I am. All I want to do is let them feel they're wonderful. They're terrific. They're smart. If I do that, the whole thing will blow right over and everything will be a happy time. So I say to them, well, I think I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. What's your attitude about that? What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that doing that particular thing is going to help anybody? Do you think that's going to be wonderful? You know, I'll rethink it anytime you want, because I'm just interested in having a harmonious situation. Well, they'll say, if we're facetious, if we are not honest in our observation, if we're not honest in our quest to know balance, then we'll be thought of as foolish and we'll be put down and the argument will become more intense. Anytime we ever have a discussion, anytime we ever are in any discussion, and we are taking that devil's advocate, or we're taking the lover's attitude, whatever it may be, then what we must do is to be very gentle, as though we were touching a very precious part in the other person. For surely we are doing that. Every moment of life is precious. And if I recognize that every moment of my life is precious, I recognize every moment of anybody else's life is precious. And as I recognize that, I carefully respect it and honor it. When I'm talking with my friends, and they get hot and heavy about something, they want to prove their point, and they want to say, I'm right, and what the heck, what difference does it make to me? I know what my point of view is. Now, I want to know what their point of view is. Why do they think they're so right? Now, seriously, sincerely, I want to know, why do they think they're so right? So I say to them, well, that is certainly a different point of view than my own. Now, why do you think that you're so right? What background do you have there? Maybe I could believe that way too, but at the moment, my point of view doesn't allow me to say that that's correct. Now, what would you say is the reason that you can say that? Why can you say that this fellow is not a nice person? Why can you say that this person is not somebody that we want to have as one of our friends? Well, how can you say that? Now, I don't know that much about him. All I know is some good things about him, and that makes it okay in my book. Well, here's what he's done. He's done this in the past. He's done that in the past. He's done the other things in the past. And I say, well, now, that he's done these things in the past would certainly sort of indicate he might do that in the present. And he might have that same type of an attitude or a personality in today. But he's our friend. He's our neighbor. He's someone we're going to deal with. Why not give him a chance to see if he has the same attitude or if he's changed? So I'd like to expect him to be a more wonderful, beautiful person, as I believe he can be, and see if it happens. Well, all right. And so, where before it was just a put-down, now it's, okay, let's see. If this person wants to be the kind of person that we are, then fine, we'll associate with him. If he doesn't want to be the kind of person we are, then we'll just go and associate with people who are the kind of persons that we are. Now, every moment of life is precious. And if we put down people, we're putting down ourselves, because that's what we notice about other people. We notice about other people the things that they're doing that are not kind, the things that they're doing that are not desirable. And so, life is just too precious to take any moment, and be thinking unkind thoughts. So, today, I think kind thoughts about my friends, about my family. And as I think kind thoughts about my neighbors, I have happy experiences with them. Now, I visited a friend in the hospital the other day, and as I was visiting with a friend, they were telling me that they were not very happy. They were telling me that they had a few hang-ups, and they were telling me that life is pretty cruel, and that things are just not the way they want it. And so I talked with them, and I said, well, you have a perfect right to have that feeling. But you know, that feeling tears you down. And if you want to have a feeling that lifts you up, then you try to have a feeling of something good. Now, is there anything good about your doctor? Well, yeah, he's trying to find out what the problem is, and he's trying to see what's doing it, but he's not always here when I want him. He's not always this, and he's not always that. Hey, is he trying to find out what's wrong with you? Yes. Is he trying to give you tests and things like that? Yes. Does he have many other patients that he works with too? Oh, yes. Is he a popular doctor? Oh, very popular. Then what makes you think that he has to spend so much time with you and has to just hold your hand all the time? Well, it'd be nice. Sure, it'd be nice. But did you ever say to the doctor, as he was giving you an opinion, thank you, doctor, that was very nice of you. Doctor, I really appreciate how much time and thought you're giving to my case here, and I'm really honored that you take the time to work with me and to help me get better. You know, if any patient ever were to say that to a doctor, the doctor would start giving that particular patient, a lot more time and energy, a lot more love. Every moment of my life is precious. Every moment of the doctor's life is precious. And where the doctor gets feedback, there's where he gives the most response. Oh, true, some patients can't give feedback, can't give response, but the doctor still works with the patient's family and friends and with the nurses and with other people. And when the patient has a feeling that the doctor is doing a good job for them, that is transmitted to the nurses, to the hospital, to the family of the patient, and that gets through to the doctor, and the doctor gives ever more wonderful service. You know, I've been watching Ellen Germini. She's our CEO, and she's a rather spectacular lady. And we've been having one of our people in the hospital recently. And Ellen Germini goes into the doctor with this person. And as Ellen goes into the doctor with this person, the doctor says, well, now let's see what we can do. And the patient gives the rundown of the experiences that they're having. And Ellen says, doctor, I'm so happy that you are able to really know. You're the one who knows this business. You're the one who knows exactly what we need here. And thank you very much. And she's always doing things. And the doctor loves to see her coming. And she went into the hospital the other day, and she'd been talking on the phone to one of the nurses and talking to the patient on the telephone. And when she went into the hospital, the nurse says, are you Ellen Germini? And Ellen says, yes, I am. Oh, it's so wonderful to talk to you. I feel so uplifted when I'm talking to you. You know, your patient is doing just fine, and she's coming along so beautifully, and this and that. Now, why? Why did that nurse all of a sudden jump on Ellen's back and say, you're wonderful? And Ellen was so surprised because that's Ellen's nature. But Ellen makes every moment of her life a recognition, a total appreciation of how precious it is. Ellen realizes that every moment of life is precious. When I realize every moment of my life is precious, every moment of my life becomes much more exciting and interesting. And everything I do becomes more exciting. Getting up in the morning, doing my morning toiletry, having breakfast with my family, working on the student papers, working on the articles, working on the talks, working on all these wonderful things that I'm enjoying every single moment of my life. And every moment of my life is precious. And I spend it as wisely as I am able. I say to myself, I'm taking a walk around the property here on the path, and that takes almost an hour every day. And my time is so precious. So what do? As I'm taking my walk, I do my meditations. I say to myself, how wonderful I am, how wonderful the world is, what a great place this is that I'm living in, that I've created by my thought. And so every moment is precious, and I'm using it so well. This is what Ellen does every moment of her day. This is what Sylvia does every moment of her day. This is what Ingeborg does every moment of her day. This is what the dogs do. Rex lays in front of me, and he's on the couch, and I'm working on my computer, and he looks over at me, and he smiles, and I look back at him and smile, and he says, I have the most precious life in the world. Every moment is precious, and I'm spending it with my master. Whatever he may be doing, I'm spending my precious moments with him. You can have the precious moments of your life spent to their highest and best whenever you choose. But they won't happen unless you recognize that every moment of your life is precious. Unless you recognize that every thought you think is taking a segment of a moment of your life, and that thought that you're thinking is bringing about an activity in your world. So if your thought is that the world is good and very good, wow. If your thought is that everyone in your world is beautiful, and that every person that you speak to, all your neighbors are fantastic, all your family are fantastic, all your friends are fantastic, all your business associates are fantastic, everyone you deal with everywhere is fantastic, you are saying that every moment of your life is precious, and you're going to live it to the highest and the best and the fullest so that you can get the most out of every moment. And if anything ever comes along that shakes your boat, if anything ever comes along that upsets the precious quality of your life, you stop immediately, take 10 deep, full breaths, 10 deep, full breaths, and then you say, all is in divine order. And then you go about your living, and all of that which was disturbing to you but a moment before is gone, because you have taken control of your life and you have realized how every moment of your life is precious, far too precious, to allow it to be frittered away on something non-beneficial to you. Have a lovely day. I do. Rex and I do. My family here at the monastery and I do. My family in my world and I do. And all of you who listen to this wonderful talk, this wonderful idea that every moment of my life is precious, you too are in my love and blessings every moment. I love you. I love you. I love you.